gift that you've given us, the gift of thy dear Son. Now we want to honor thee in presenting this convention to all the dear ones provided here and gathered together, that we can all have our hearts built up in this most holy faith, and be with our speakers, with Brother Robert as he gives the opening address, and all of us bowed in prayer, that we are in your care and keeping. We thank you for your overruling providence and your watch care and the measure of Holy Spirit you give each of us. We pray that we will receive this blessing from thee through the precious name and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Thomas. We'd like to open our convention this morning with the singing of hymn 334, the Vow Song. This is Appendix C, or 334 in the blue.
First and last only.
First and last. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Brother Peter. Without further ado, we have Brother Robert Kirkham to give our welcome address this morning. Brother Robert, please.
Sound check. Am I good, Brother Scott?
You're good. You're good.
Okay. Please accept our warm Christian welcome to this North Seattle Bible Student Convention on this Saturday and Sunday of March 18 and 19, 2023. In the name of our returned and reigning Lord. As we know, a convention is made up of its participants, and we are pleased and find joy in your presence with us. We rejoice in the table prepared for us by brethren involved in the convention to follow. We know that the Lord has run before them, influenced their thoughts and preparations, so we might receive what we have need of. At this time of year, leading up to the memorial of our Lord's sacrifice and victory, we believe it is important to consider those that have run before us and are no longer with us here, their work being continued beyond the veil. Many we know only from the admonition of Scripture, others from the recollection of older brethren, and perhaps most intimately, those that we knew personally, even those we met with weekly over many years. Those recollections are a source of profound joy. And as we recall their examples, we note what they all had in common along with us in this gathering today. They were, as we seek to be also, constantly and diligently focused upon their highest spiritual goals and ambitions. This one thing I do. As they fought, as we fight, in committed warfare, along this path to the glory we seek, this unspeakable gift, of which we presently possess a surety, a earnest of our inheritance, secured for us within the veil. Yes, the reward is a glorious one, encompassing both immortality and the opportunity to exercise its power in his service throughout eternity. Yes, we have this grace, great source of constancy that produces strength to endure hardship as good soldiers with cheerful, lifelong endurance and commitment, seeking to be faithful unto death. As the feet members of the body, or even the heel members, we find ourselves facing trials common to the entire body, but also unique, as the confluence of rapidly advancing restitution blessings are occurring concurrently with the accelerating destruction of the old order. As the plagues continue to be poured out upon all the elements of society, religious, social, political, and financial, in that order, consecutive and accumulative, the overlapping of events as described in Amos 9:13, the plowman overtaking the reaper, and elsewhere, as the harvest of the gospel age speeds to its inevitable conclusion. Along with the onslaught of the hour of temptation, we have a counteracting blessing, an addition to our mental armor. What is that? Most importantly, the writings of the seventh messenger who delivered the meat in due season. As all the rays of prophetic testimony are reaching their grand conclusion, as his interpretation of prophecy is well proved, and it's also our privilege to watch and pray, to discern the truth of the events occurring through word of the Spirit, to note the differences between truth and error, right and wrong, light and darkness, righteousness and evil, from God's viewpoint. This we do daily as good soldiers in defense of our Heavenly Father's character and plan, and in some unison with our returned Lord, as we declare unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Very briefly, what are a few more recent notable events we can observe? The signs of the times that anchor our faith in the veil. Most important and very observable, we note that Israel as a nation has been reestablished since 1948. That's defensible borders acquired in 1967 and 1973 and onward with secure borders and walls. And now finally, the U.S. Embassy moved to Jerusalem in October 2018, and the Golan Heights is recognized by the U.S. as a sovereign part of Israel. This, of course, has been overruled under the power and authority of our returned Lord and is a temporary pushback against the constant worldwide growth of anti-Israel sentiment throughout the world, as we observe the United Nations. And just very recently, we more clearly see the collaboration of the forces of Satan, Gog and Magog, in the form of a trifecta of Russia, China, Iran et al., aligned against Israel in unison as the leadership of the U.S. has become weaker financially, along with declining principles, and now is engaged in an ongoing proxy war in the Ukraine. In broad strokes, we confirm that the days of Noah, Matthew 24, the general condition of ignorance of our Lord's second presence and influence remains in process, as Brother Russell observed. And now that additionally, we also see the fulfillment of the days of Lot in Luke 17, as Luke enhances and extends the conditions on earth to include the accelerating evils of our day, as gross darkness covers most of the people, influenced by the prince of this world, restricted by a returned and reigning Lord, but still allowed for a grander purpose. Note here, as we now know, the isms are now more demonstrated than before, as the false religion systems established in Europe have had their power removed. Secular religion is on the advance, taking different forms, as demonstrated in the isms of the societal left, the ideologies of Marx, communism, fascism, socialism, Darwin, Freud, etc. These have metastasized in the political left worldwide, have invaded governmental institutions, precipitating an even greater degrading influence, and the ideological warfare in the earth is accelerating. Yes, these are the signs of Christ's presence. As time flows rapidly on the path towards the fulfillment of all prophecy, as they all reach their grand conclusion at this end of the age. Rather than be discouraged, rejoice and observe the marvelous works our Lord and the risen saints are accomplishing under the authority and direction of our great God and his plan. Brethren, we have received a prepayment on immortality, an unspeakable gift. So the scriptures say in Ephesians 1, 13 to 14, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, and to the redemption of the purchased possession itself. And further in Hebrews 6, 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Yes, he has appeared in the presence of God for us. We are encouraged to lay hold of this hope and to not let go. If we will but submit to his will, he will complete the good work that he has begun in us, for he is faithful that promised. Press on. We look forward with you to singing songs of everlasting joy in our Father's kingdom. Please accept our welcome in his name.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Brother Peter, can we sing two more verses of the vow song, hymn 334 in the blue? Appendix.